Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. I am your honored host, and it is Thanksgiving week. I'm extra thankful. Thankful for you, thankful to be here, thankful for my family, thankful for God, and for the Constitution and law. Great show today. We got a medical freedom guest and just a liberty freedom guest. One of the best, one of the most important in the world, one of the most important men in the world right now, especially America, is Sheriff Richard Mack. And he's holding on. We're going to get to him just a moment. Very excited to have him. In the second hour, Wayne Elliott will be here. It's been a long time since I've been able to talk to him. We're going to ask some specific things. I know I've a lot of new guests, a lot of people are asking. We're kind of going to go back and go, why are heart drops so important? We'll backtrack on that and go over that and many other things in Canada, what he sees, what have you. It's always interesting to get his perspective from the great white North. So they say Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun as usual. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. A couple stories that we want to mention, and we'll get Sheriff Mack's thoughts on one of them. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court. What's going on with the cases, and what did the Supreme Court just rule?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court on Monday ruled that the mail-in ballots with no dates, no handwritten names, no addresses, no on the outer envelope can be counted. So
isn't that special?
Yeah, yeah. 8,320 probably illegal votes just got counted. So,
well, there's so many discrepancies in Pennsylvania and Michigan. It's, I mean, you don't, they keep asking for proof, whatever. The proof is self-evident.
Yes. I mean, it's right there. All that, just the affidavits. That's
affidavits,
proof.
Affidavits, just count the number. I mean, the number.
Yeah.
I mean, 15,000 people in Pittsburgh. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, get this. 15,000 people in Pittsburgh went to vote, and they said, you can't vote. You've already voted.
You've already voted.
No, I didn't.
And it just happened to be I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden.
It just happened to be Joe Biden.
A story out of Buffalo, New York. They've made news beside Buffalo wings. They've made some different news.
Yeah, this is exciting. This is really exciting. Business owners in Buffalo, New York, stand up to Cuomo's COVID orders. Kick out sheriff and health inspectors. Business owners in Buffalo, New York, fed up with Cuomo's COVID lockdown orders, asserted their rights guaranteed by the Constitution and kicked out the sheriff and health inspector on Friday night.
Well, what happened? What was the – give us a gist. Just tell us what happened.
Well, the business owners were getting together to see what they were going to do about this COVID lockdown. And then all of a sudden they get a knock on the door, just like the guy, the radio guy with the mail-in ballot, I mean, with the ballots, and
they say, you got to break, they say, you got to
you got to stop this, you got to get out of there, you got to do this, and they just went off on them. Yeah, they said, this is private property, go get a warrant, you're not wanted here. The sheriff began lecturing them on business owners on wearing masks, to which the business owner replied, don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern. The business owner shouted down the trespassers, get out, get out. We will not comply. We will not comply. Go get a warrant. This is private property.
Wow. Well, this is a stark contrast to, I know, Fulton County, New York. The sheriff there has really come down on the side of the Constitution, on the side of liberty, and we'll now bring on Sheriff Mack and get his thoughts. Sheriff Mack, of course, the director, the founder of CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He is America's sheriffs. He is that whatever that thin line is between whatever Constitution, no Constitution, he is standing on the wall, and that's why we need him. We love him. We're so glad that he's attending today. Sheriff Mack, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thanks. It's great to be back with you and Kevin, and thanks so much for having me. And I agree with you. My heart is full of gratitude this week, not just because of Thanksgiving, but because so many things, miracles, again, have been happening to us across this country, and you just mentioned one of them, and that was Sheriff Richard Giardino from Fulton County. It's a small county. I think he has like four deputies. It doesn't matter. We don't care how small the agencies are. He's living proof that there are some sincere and honest sheriffs in this country who believe in freedom, and that standing for freedom is still what we're supposed to do in order to protect our citizens and do our jobs correctly. So I'm fast becoming good friends with him, and we've had several talks. I bet we've communicated since he started this a week ago. We've probably communicated 20 times, either by email, text, or personal phone calls.
What's your thoughts on what Uncle Kevin, the story just said about a private meeting at a business?
Yeah, I saw the video. In fact, several people have sent it to me, and I watched it several times. I kind of wondered, they looked like they were off duty, or they were maybe reserve officers. I think I saw a badge, but they weren't in uniform. And the lady, both of them actually showed a lot of restraint because they were getting shouted down rather well. And I totally support the people that were shouting them down. The people were correct. And the lady cop even goes, well, I can't argue with that. because they were yelling at her, said, this is private property. And yeah, I can't argue with that, she said. So at least they were a little bit honest in trying to enforce an unconstitutional law. I was going to say they were being honest in enforcing some of the dishonesty, which is still accurate. But I think they were sincere people because otherwise they might have tried to throw their badge weight around and escalated the problem. They were good at de-escalating. In other words, they got out of the way and they left.
Tell us a little bit about the dynamic. So Governor Cuomo, I guess, came up with an executive order. And then how does that have force of law?
It doesn't.
That's what I thought. Explain
that. You see, now, in the Declaration of Independence, there's a reference when the founders are talking about the 27 reasons they're declaring war on Britain, or at least declaring our separation and our independence, which they all knew was basically a declaration of war. And because they knew that King George III was not going to just sit there and say, okay, yeah, you guys can go ahead and leave peacefully, and we'll let you be your own country now. Everybody knew that was not going to happen. But in the Declaration of Independence, where it discusses the 27 reasons for the separation from England, one of them was pretend legislation. And if you've ever heard Michael Peruca, he talks about that a lot. Pretend legislation. Well, it's not even pretend legislation when a governor tries to make rules from his office. Just like the president has no authority to make executive orders that become law. They're not legislators. And the Constitution says all legislative powers are vested in a Congress. The United States government, the only place you can make a law is in the legislature. In the states, it's the same thing. And Cuomo is, what a joke this guy is. You would think that he would be too embarrassed to accept an Emmy that has nothing to do with his performance on television. He's just doing news briefings. And so, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Daniel. I mean, the idiot actually has gotten an Emmy for outstanding performance on television, and he's seriously accepting that. He was seriously supposed to be just doing his job in helping the people of his state. Instead, he's an Emmy Award winner.
Well, I'll push back a little bit what you said, because I think it was a really good performance. I think he's really good at acting.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It was. It was the greatest piece of acting, and maybe it was kind of like typecasting, because he was already in the mood to be a dictator. So he self aggrandizes by becoming a self-appointed dictator, and then he acts like a dictator, and then he gets an Emmy for it.
All right,
my gosh.
Let me back up and play the other side a little bit on what you're saying. if I'm sitting at home and thinking, well, there is a real health crisis emergency on and the governor's trying to protect us, what is the proper role here for something to occur, for something really to have force? How should government act right now in a lawful constitutional way?
Want me to tell you? I can tell you I can tell you two words. South Dakota. That's the answer.
In South Dakota, you mean they really haven't done anything. That's what you're saying.
Well, the governor there says, and let's see, what's her name again? Nome. Governor Nome.
Nome.
Yes. Governor Nome, even though the media has started to attack her because she's having a lot of cases of COVID in her state, she has maintained her dignity. She has maintained her office. She has maintained her responsibilities and duties as a governor. And she has taught the people. She has reasoned with the people. She has persuaded the people. She has told the truth to the people. And the truth is, she says, I believe there are some serious situations here. There's a serious health issue here. I believe that you should be taking the appropriate action to prevent yourself and your families from getting this disease. Be careful. And she's given them details and goals that she wants them to pursue. But she says, you people are smart enough, and I work for you, so you're smart enough to take care of this on your own. You have the freedom to choose for yourself how to best protect you and your families. That's where she left.
I've always taken the position that our lives are not worth as much as the Bill of Rights. Like, you know, you could take everybody listening to the show right now. You could put us all together, and our lives, our physical lives, are not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. I believe that 1,000%.
You mean you believe Patrick Henry when he said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
I do. That is the American siren, isn't it? Isn't that the American call?
Yeah, or is it just another meaningless platitude from one of our dearly departed founding fathers? No, I believe it.
So government's position, I'm just kind of summarizing what you said, like governor of South Dakota. Hey, here's a situation. Here's what we know, or here's what we believe we know. Here, let me give you some education, and you can make some decisions on your own. Basically, you know, the American experiment is self-government, and here's our role is to inform you.
That's the key word, self-government. Well, key words. Self-government, and that's what the founding fathers erected in America, a new government based on self-governance. And she respected that, and she still does. And a lot of us have talked about, if this really goes to pot, do we move to South Dakota and work under her and the good constitutional sheriffs out there and maybe create a few more and at least have a governor that has the intestinal fortitude to stand for what's right? And this, for anybody to believe that Cuomo is trying to take care of people, or that Newsom in California are really concerned about the health and well-being of their people. What a pack of lies. You called it a performance. That's all it was. It was a big act, because he's going to have Thanksgiving just exactly opposite of what he told everybody else to do. Okay. Newsom out in California has a big dinner, and at first he said it was outdoors, which was a lie. But Governor Newsom doesn't buy into any of this. He doesn't believe it. Not one iota. Why? Because he doesn't practice it. And he expects everybody else just to bow down to him. And I'm going to start working with Orange County, California officials, starting with the sheriff, Sheriff Barnes there, and say, look, Disneyland wants to reopen. Why aren't you guys working with them? You don't need the governor. Put the governor back in Sacramento where he belongs and open up Disneyland with your health officials and with your other licensing bureaus and go to the people at Disneyland and say, open your place up just like they did with Disney World. This is my question to every public official in this country. Haven't you recognized, aren't you sensitive enough, intelligent enough to get past all the hype and recognize when we've gone too far? You can't tell that we've gone too far when businesses are being completely destroyed and will not be able to rebound. There's a lot of small businesses that are never coming back because of what you have done. Don't blame it on the coronavirus. What you have done. There's one governor who can honestly say she has not destroyed any businesses in her state. That's South Dakota, of course. But there's lots of businesses out here in Arizona that are gone forever. And there's that thousands, tens of thousands of them across the country, same thing. And you want to, you're actually literally threatening and thinking about doing it again? And every sheriff and every public official should be saying, no way. And then make sure that people are safe to reopen their businesses.
Let me ask you about vaccines. Obviously, Biden's thrown those ideas around, mandatory and vaccine together. That's a nightmare for libertarians.
It's your patriotic duty, Daniel. It's your patriotic duty.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's exactly what they said. Tell us the law. So say that the government tells you, for you to go outside, you have to have this vaccine. Tell us what the law is right there, and then what role should sheriffs take?
Well, Daniel, even if they did, even if a legislative body, which so far no state legislatures have passed any of these coronavirus rules, they're all just coming from the self-appointed dictators, from mayors or governors.
And they're seeing how, much we'll comply. That's what
Right, exactly. So there's a social engineering aspect to it all. But even if there were some state legislatures who passed these, and I believe that there's one or two, maybe a few handful of city councils that have passed some of these, and I'm sure there are, because I think there's a couple out here in Arizona who did, because the governor here said, you know, we'll leave it to the local cities and counties to address that. So I know that there's some that have. Even if they have, it still falls under the category of pretend legislation, because you cannot pass a quote law. You cannot pass a statute that clearly violates the Constitution. And the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that is a law. And the sixth article, it says the Constitution is the supreme law. And then in the Declaration of Independence, it states, what is government's purpose? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So what is my role as governor or mayor or city councilman or sheriff? My role is to defend, protect, and preserve the individual rights of the citizens of this state and this county. And as a sheriff or as governor, I can persuade you and I can teach you and I can reason with you. And that's for everybody. And then after that, self-governance takes over, because the Constitution is designed for that we make our own choices. And I'm sorry, but I don't get to beat up somebody for not wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask in response to this disease and what's going on, that is your choice. You cannot force me to wear one in order to protect you. What planet did anybody get off on that we're supposed to be enforcing a health code where it's for the person next to me, who's not even supposed to be next to me? Because you don't even need to wear a mask if you stay on the social distancing recommendations. So it's all a bunch of bogus, ridiculous dictatorial mandates that I believe just what you alluded to, and it's all about social engineering and getting us to accept what's coming down the road, and that's going to be the vaccination. Anybody that believes that this vaccination, after every single one of the health officials and professionals, including Fauci, who said it would take years And he said the soonest it would be out is 2 years because you have to. That he was bad-mouthing hydroxychloroquine when he said it. He said, we haven't tested hydroxychloroquine, which was a law, which was a lie, because that had been around for 40, 50 years. My cousin uses it all the time. Yeah. But so this we know that the misinformation has been out there, and the lying and manipulation, lying and aggrandizing, all the numbers about the deaths and the tests. And I guess you saw about Elon Musk, who owns Tesla. He got tested four times in 1 day, and at the same place and the same nurse and everything, and he got two positives and two negatives. That's another thing. They've lied about the efficacy of the test and how authentic they are and effective, and then they want to shut down the country again if you get a positive test. And Elon Musk just proved everybody they're not reliable, and we need to be going on with our lives instead of all these sheep lined up. Have you seen the people who are lined up to get tested? It's an absolute joke.
We have,
and they're creating traffic jams out here in Arizona.
We got about less than a minute before the music starts. You talk about what's coming, and this isn't conjecture. This isn't conspiracy theory. I mean, if we're going to take them at their word, we're seeing people like John Kerry. We're seeing Biden. We're seeing many of these people. They're telling us flat out about the draconian measures that they plan to institute. They've told us this. I mean, this is, it's not like we're making, this is what they've told us. They told us they're going to take guns. They told us they're going to, the Great Reset. We started to hear this. When you hear all these things, again, we only got probably about 20 seconds before the break. I mean, what goes through your mind?
Constitutional sheriffs. The solution now more than ever is a constitutional sheriff standing and doing what he promised to do.
Absolutely. There's the music on the other side. We're going to talk about the meeting in Virginia a couple months ago. It's been a while since we've had you on. I'm so glad. We'll talk all about that. You guys supported us so much and supported Sheriff Mac. This is a big deal. We'll talk about that and so much more on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour, CSPOA.org. Richard Mac. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, as Jay just said in the commercial. That's where you get all the great products. The most profound product we have ever sold from Joyce till now is the heart drops. Life-changing. People are going to lose legs. They get to keep them. People are going to have bypass surgery. It gets canceled. Hundreds, thousands of people over the years have major life-changing procedures or life-altering, body physically altering things canceled because of heart drops. Of course, the great products by Strauss, we're so proud to offer them. The heart drops, the prostate formula now, the bladder formula is going to be here next week, the kidney support, the cardio support, the smooth oregano cold storm, all products from the Strauss line are absolutely first rate. I highly recommend them. I take three of them myself. I was going to add another one, but I got to kind of wait till I get the other get through the cardio support. So, highly recommend at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, all the other great products stock up now. Be prepared. Your freedom, your independence, your health is your responsibility. If you have not noticed, the institutions that we have trusted for law have let us down. For protection, have let us down. For medical, health, medical information, medical truth, they have let us down. That's why this show, the greatness of what Joyce has done, is here, and we're just so grateful to be here and to stand on her shoulders and ride this through and have people have the opportunity to affect their health for generations. At thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Sheriff Mack, and before the break, I mentioned the meeting in Virginia that occurred at the end of September, around there. Talk about that meeting, our audience. I did everything but beg them to support. They came out and support. Talk about the support, what the support meant, and then talk about the meeting.
Well, first of all, without your support, you personally and your listeners and Power Hour people, it would never have been. I can't say it would have never happened because I put it on my credit card. But it would have never been paid for. And so I have nothing but gratitude in my heart this week, especially when you're supposed to be looking at your blessings and the miracles that the good Lord has blessed you with. Well, some of those blessings, obviously, and those miracles came from you and your people. And they just kept coming, too. Usually, you know, after I do your show, you know, there's a few donations within the next 2 or 3 days. Well, your people kept calling and kept sending letters and saying, hey, I'm from the Power Hour, and I heard you on the show, and I haven't donated yet. We need to donate, so can I donate over the phone? And I said, yes, my wife can take it over the phone for you. And some people just sent letters. Some people sent silver coins, and one guy sent two ounces of silver. That was one of your loyal supporters, and it just was really touching because, as you know, I'm a school teacher, and I don't know if I told you, Daniel, but I've turned in my resignation. And it was a conglomeration of a lot of different reasons. I really do need the money, but I can't handle the school's rules for wearing a mask. And looking into the kids' eyes, all I see is masks and eyes. And the children are so precious that I get to work with, and a lot of that has gone away because my whole capability as a teacher is to be able to is my connection with them, and it seems like I'm just connecting with a mask, and I can't hear the kids when they talk. I've told the principal the other day, four times I had to ask a kid to repeat herself, and she's already bashful and didn't want to do it. I asked one of the other kids to translate. I said, did you hear that? You know, no, Sheriff, I couldn't hear it either. Usually the other kids can tell me because they can hear each other better. And so I'm quitting, and I'm spending full time on the Sheriff Movement. The Sheriff Movement has literally taken over my life. The Constitutional Sheriff is a real and viable machine, and it is working. And the greatest example of that is Sheriff Giardino from Fulton County, New York. He and I had never heard of each other before. He had heard of the Constitutional Sheriff deal, but he wasn't sure that was me. And it doesn't matter if it's me. What we've been after, as you well know, Daniel, is that we've been after a change of behavior from the sheriffs of this country, from every peace officer in this country. We want them to look at their jobs differently. We want them to stand for liberty. We want them to protect their people, their constituencies, their voters, their boss, their supervisor, the people, we the people. And we just want them to recognize the threat from other government agencies and to stand in the way, interpose, and do not allow your citizens to be victimized by other government bureaucracies or bureaucrats or agents. That is what we're after. And when I see people and sheriffs like Sheriff Giardino stand up without ever having any association with me, that does my heart good. Because they recognize the problem and they take action to stop it because it's common sense, it's common law, and it's the Constitution, and it's the oath of office, and that is exactly what we're after. And the good people that support your show, I should have said of Power Hour Nation, really touched my heart because the whole conference was paid for about 2 weeks ago. And we're talking about $45,000. And we paid for the airfare from some sheriffs who couldn't afford to get there, who have very small budgets and didn't have the budget. And so we paid for their airfare, and we paid for the airfare for our staff. We had about 12 volunteers show up to help, and we needed every one of them. And we had about 70, 75 sheriffs there. We had a mayor, a black Democrat from Pennsylvania, show up all on his own with his brother. And I'm telling you, if you ask me, the conference showed the world that this truly was the most important meeting we've had in America since the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Because it was people of all walks of life coming together for the holy cause of liberty. And you can watch it for yourself. And at Liberty University, there's all these murals, and you'll see mural in the back on the wall behind our speakers was a mural of Jesus Christ, and they were all over the walls. And so it just seemed like the whole meeting had his blessing, and that the founders were in the room, and that the sheriffs were so powerful. The ones that gave, listen to these speeches. When Sheriff Bob Songer got up and said, I'm a constitutional sheriff, and I'm asking each sheriff in this country to do the same. We all need to be constitutional sheriffs. And when he said it, it just reverberated, and it was so spiritual and so powerful. And then Sheriff Mark Lamb, and then Sheriff Scott Nichols from Maine. And I can tell you, we did not get this video out because one of the sheriffs that spoke there went home and was taking so much heat for having been associated with us that he thought he was going to lose his election on November 3rd. So our conference was September 30th. We wanted to have that out the following week to your people and to all the people in the country who wanted to see the video. Well, the videos are now on my website, CSPOA website, CSPOA.org. And you can purchase them there, and they're very nominal fees. And you can get the 29-minute review, the highlights of the whole conference, in just a half an hour. Or you could watch the entire conference, and I think that one's $39. But watch this thing, and look at the promo review, which is only 4 minutes. That's free. You can look at that. And you can feel the Spirit of God and the Spirit of freedom emanate from this conference when you watch it. And this is what all of you, and you especially, Daniel, Dr. Group, and a few others that really came to our aid financially and spiritually. And now people have been asking me, why aren't we doing one of these every month? Well, now because I quit teaching, we can, and we're going to. And so we've already got Texas lined up in February. We're trying to get another one in January in Washington State, where Sheriff Bob Songer's from. And we're just going to start going around to each state and having these to where sheriffs will get there so we can, one, get them educated, get them converted, and get them acting in their communities to stand and protect their people. And I want to thank you again, Daniel, and all of your supporters.
Let me interject and back up. You know what you made a very bold comment that this is the most important or one of the most important meetings since the Constitutional Convention, and I'm going to have to agree. And I've said this when you came on before the meeting. I did everything but beg people to support this and to see this.
No, you begged them.
Yeah. Okay, I begged them. Okay, I begged them. I twisted their arm. I did,
yep,
did
you did everything
I possibly could. We are endowed by God with a spark, the spark of divine reason, the Declaration of Independence. There's one country in this world, one country in the world that honors that by law. One and one only, and that is the United States of America. That is our founding fathers, the Declaration of Independence. It is the self-evident truth law that we found these truths to be self-evident, all men created equal, endowed by the Creator. The Bill of Rights, specifically, this is not a, when we see lawlessness, when we see government intrusion, it is not an attack on our political system. It's not a difference of political opinion. It is literally attack on the divinity and creation itself. And this is much bigger than just, well, I disagree with my local law enforcement that they're going to make me take this vaccine. No, you are dethroning, literally dethroning the divine decree of God Almighty that the power, the resonance, the dominion is in each one of us to live and direct our lives. And standing there by law, we know Washington is a swamp. We know the state legislature, for the most part, are a swamp. It's overwhelming. You can't do – but if you get one sheriff and the lawsuit that you won for new listeners, Sheriff Mack was a sheriff of his county and went and took on the Clintons and won his case with Prince, Sheriff Prince, and they won their case and they proved this. The sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer. So that it doesn't matter what the state legislature says. It doesn't matter what regional, what the federal courts say. It doesn't matter what the president of the United States say. If the sheriff in that county says, this is against the law, you cannot force these people to do X, Y, Z, and he will interpose the force of law, the force of the will of the people, the force of the divine law of our country is protected by the sheriff. And to have 100 or so sheriffs that were at this meeting, and I know there's probably 3 or 4 times that you were trying to get there or working with. I know that you and I had worked with 2 or 3 sheriffs to try to get there that couldn't. They were sympathetic. I mean, if there's 100 that were there, that means there's 300 or 400 that are kind of along this line. That's 10% of all the sheriffs in America. I'm a firm believer. I believe this 100% that the reason they have not been able to force some of the draconian measures as much as they have in Australia, say, Spain, or some of these other countries, and you've seen the videos and you know what I'm talking about. Yes. The reason is because in the people, there's a spirit of freedom and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. The people may or may not accept it, but you have 10% of sheriffs. You have that one sheriff in a state when the governor wants to mandate throughout the state. The one sheriff says, nah, we're not doing it. Well, what do you mean you're not? No, we're not doing it. Well, this is what I decree. I don't give a damn what you decree. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, we're going to protect my oath, or I'm going to honor my oath, and I'm protecting my people. That's it. And do you see the power? Even one sheriff in a state, and it pauses the government. It pauses them because they know they can't make this like Australia, or they can't make this like some other country. And you watch as this goes further. And you see measures, you've already heard Klaus Schwab talk about, you know, the Great Reset and remaking America and that we're going to have to give away our sovereignty and all that. You watch the countries of the world, when you have sheriffs like this, like Sheriff Mack, it is the most important meeting. I mean, I can't think of a more important meeting that we've had in, you know, in a long time in this country. That's why I wanted to say that, Sheriff, and I wanted to back up what you said there, how magnificently important this is, how I'm so proud of how our show supported you. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the rubber is meeting the road, and Sheriff Mack is sitting there in the middle of the road holding the sign, and people are lining up behind him now. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Well, the question there is now, with the way the election looks, how many of you hope to have a constitutional sheriff in your county? And we don't have them all. People call and say, oh, man, I've got a horrible sheriff. You know, I thought we were finding a way to get them on board. We're not going to get them all on board, folks. But our goal is to get 1,000, a third of the American sheriffs. If we get that, we're going to win this thing. And my dear friends, we can do this. But we're going to need the constitutional sheriff all the more under Biden and Harris. And for God's sakes, we better be coming together on that. If we don't hang together, we are going to all hang separately. And you're right. As you alluded to, the gun control issue is going to be really tested big time under this Biden-Harris couple.
Do you agree with my estimation? I would say about maybe there's 300 sheriffs that are sympathetic. Is that accurate, do you think?
I think we have a solid nucleus of about 300 sheriffs. Yes, that's accurate.
That's 10%. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, the tipping point of something, when you have 10% committed, really it's about 10, 11, maybe 12% committed, and that they are convicted and they are immune to resistance. You know what happens. The American Revolution proved that. Especially when you have the law, when you have the truth on the side. Do we have the law in this country or not? Do we or do we not? Are we endowed by God or not? I mean, that's the question. And so these sheriffs are standing up and saying, yes, we are. Yes, we do. And they need your support, and they're going to continue. And there'll be times when I'm going to get in front of you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to beg again. Do you see the magnitude? You're starting to see. I don't want to tell it, Sheriff. You tell it. Tell some of the things that are happening in New York. You mentioned New York, California. You're seeing places you never would imagine. The sheriffs are standing up and saying, we're not doing this. Talk about that a little bit. You there, Sheriff? Do we still have Sheriff? Oh, we lost the sheriff. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to get him back here. That's not surprising. Isn't it funny how stuff like that happens at right at key moments? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you thank you enough for supporting Sheriff Mac. I mean, really, you want to know something you can do. You want to know something is changing this, and you may not see it directly, although you're starting to, and you know, like the sheriff in New York, California, this is the change. This is the things that are literally making the difference. When push comes to shove, unless, you know, if the government's going to force things down your throat, unless you're ready to have a revolt, and that's not what I'm advocating, you gotta have the law on your side. Sheriff, we have about, I don't know, 5-6 minutes left. I don't know when you cut off, but comment on anything.
Well, you were just talking about, tell us what happened in New York and California.
Yeah, just across the country, we're hearing, you know, the please explain to our audience so they understand. You know, obviously CNN's not going to tell this. Tell us about the miracles that are happening.
Well, one of the best ones is actually in Linn County, Oregon. And of course, the dictator Hitler, little lady Hitler, has asked the citizens to report on their neighbors. So she's trying to organize a bunch of brown shirts there to literally get their neighbors arrested and in line with her dictatorial orders. Yet Linn County, the county attorney and the sheriff, together united in this holy cause, to do what? Oh, to do exactly what we've been asking them to do. And they said, we will not enforce this, we will not go along, and we will protect our citizens. That is exactly the miracle that you and I have been hoping for and praying for. Other sheriffs in Oregon are doing it, but they don't have their county attorneys with them. And that's the only one I've seen so far in the entire country that actually has that. And these county attorneys need to get on board as well. The sheriff doesn't have to have them. It'd be nice to have them. It'd be nice to have a few county commissioners as well. But the sheriff and the people are the ultimate authority in their counties, and they can do it together, and they don't need anybody else. It would really be nice to have the support from the others, yes. We have sheriffs in California, in Sacramento even, Sheriff Jones, and numerous other sheriffs saying, we're not going along. Orange County public officials, not just the sheriff, Sheriff Barnes, many of them were against Sheriff Newsom. So guess where Governor Newsom shut down the beaches? Well, he only did it in Orange County. And so you have people like that are such liars, such hypocrites, so dishonest. And so where do we turn for peace, safety, and liberty? Of course it's the sheriff. And we the people standing with him. And we suggest and highly recommend that you be working with your churches and pastors and get them involved with the sheriff. And so what do you have there? You have a group of people with their pastors standing with the sheriffs in the holy cause of liberty. Oh, my God, is there any way that we could be defeated with such a powerful group? Well, my dear friends, this is it. This is the solution, and we're seeing it even working in New York and California.
I am so honored to have you on, as always, Sheriff. Obviously, we communicate back and forth. Let's tell me when that next one, Texas. I'm going to try to make it. I would love to be involved. I would love to, you know, maybe possibly be able to speak at it. You know, we'll come. We'll make sure our audience gets connected.
We'd love to have you. We were starting in Dallas, and we were already working with a hotel there. And now it looks like we might be moving it to San Antonio. And the date is not totally fixed, but it's somewhere in the last week and a half of February.
Well, we'll have you on so people can keep that in mind.
Soon as I get all of it pinned down, I'll let you know.
Okay, a couple things I want. We only got 2 or 3 minutes. You know, I've been criticized because I haven't supported the National Assembly. I do support the National Assembly. Please, Dave and the Thumb, I do support the National Assembly. But when I hear people say this, the National Assembly is the most important thing and blah, 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 I don't agree. That's all I'm saying, Dave. I don't agree that. I think the most important thing, when push comes to shove, we are at such an hour, you have to have the law on your side or you are a lone wolf. Or, you know, what you're saying, bringing people together. I support that 1,000%. But yeah, when you have the sheriff on board, you have there's nothing can stop you now.
Well, the National Assemblies, and I've talked to a lot of them with them, I don't agree with some of their philosophies, but we all agree that the sheriff is the solution. Everybody does, even with the assembly groups. And they know that is. So let's all focus on that, because we've seen it working. It's working. Now we just need to make it bigger and better and faster right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, there becomes a tipping point in something. And you're seeing, like Dr. Group said last week, great interview with Dr. Group, if you want to go back and listen to it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I asked him about this 10, 11, 12%. I asked him point blank, have we reached the tipping point on some of these key issues? He said, yes. Yes, we have. That means the momentum is on our side. That means we're going to push through and get this. Sheriff Mack, CSPOA.org. Please support him. The great Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Mack, thank you. Stay right there, buddy. Stay right there. Thank you, Richard.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.